Hello, Auroville and other visitors of Earth. It is Friday, the 22nd of December. Today we can expect a partly sunny day with a little rain, highs of 30 degrees Celsius, lows of 23, and 17 kilometer per hour winds heading northeast. Tonight's moon is a waxing crescent with 9% illumination. Today, at 4:30 p.m., the Line of Goodwill team calls a general meeting to present Line of Goodwill, next step towards Auroville's growth at Unity Pavilion. The Line of Goodwill is a project to build the Line of Force 1, which extends from the Outer Ring Road near the Visitor Center main parking and arrives at the border of the Matramandir Lake facing the West Gate entrance of the Matramandir. This is the only Line of Force which marks Auroville's full radius from the Outer Ring to the soul of the city. The profile of the Line of Goodwill, according to the master plan, is low and wide at the Matramandir end and tall and narrow at the outer end. It can best be envisaged as a hill rising gradually across the landscape. This line is already marked out on the ground with marker stones, and no buildings have been built along it. All the land belongs to Auroville except for a plot facing the west entrance to Matramandir. Singing from the Heart. Today from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in Svetum Butterfly Barn. Come and sing in celebration of life and joyful connection with divinity through heart songs and mantras. Parking is at the Svetum Community Gate. The Tibetan doctor and the team will visit the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone all day today and tomorrow for half the day. Call for your appointment. Auroville Holistic presents Explore Your Mind, a 3-day hypnotherapy beginning today with Theory of the Mind from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., leading into tomorrow with Self-Hypnosis from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and wrapping up on Sunday, December 24th, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with Hypnotherapy. The housing service and entry service will be closed from the 25th of December till the 2nd of January. Any serious emergencies can be reported by email or phone. During this time, the entry service team will go on with the scheduled interviews. All contractors should take care of their advances and financial matters tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day to view the following art installations during regular business hours. Visible Invisible by Dominique Jacques at Citadine. Watercolor Painting Exhibition by Satya at Pitanga, and Passion 54 by Orly at the Archives Building, first floor. Dr. Alak Pandey will give a presentation at Savitra Bhavan Sangam Hall on how one can deal with mental disorders on the spiritual path in the light of Mother and Sri Aurobindo's teachings, tomorrow from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Dancing with Demons, a one-day intensive life coaching and creative dance workshop tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Joy Guesthouse. Explore your inner saboteurs in this energizing and profound workshop, facilitated by Julie, a certified life coach with the Coaches Training Institute in London, and accredited movement therapist with the International Dance Council. Women Visions, a 2-day journey within the intelligence of women's circle and sisterhood tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with lunch breaks. Join them in accessing the inherent wisdom within their bodies through movement and dance, nurturing touch, introspection, listening, expressing, and creating vision boards, which will serve as a visual affirmation of their next cycle. The Auroville Film Festival ends tomorrow. The closing night has AV Youth bringing some specially prepared performances for AVFF17. Ending with a collective improvisation. Afterwards, don't miss the award ceremony at 5 p.m. at Town Hall Plaza. All the winning films of the festival will be screened from 8 p.m. onwards at all three venues. DJ Musin will take us through the night, and this evening's food will be Middle Eastern from Well Cafe and volunteers. And now, a quote. No work or love will flourish out of guilt, fear, or hollowness of heart. Just as no valid plans for the future can be made by those who have no capacity for living now. Alan Watts.